Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
The ladies going down in the wood. That'd be Hollywood.
Now.
All right, well, let me tell you about this because I'm going to tell you right now. The bromance is strong between Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman.
Oh, this makes me happy.
Of course, they're getting ready for the big movie, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Can't wait.
Coming out July 26th. And I'm going to tell you, they recently did an interview together. And yes, they just keep like just talking about it. They even talk about their bromance so strong.
Since the day I met Hugh Jackman, I am genuinely rooting for you. Every time. All the time.
Beautiful. Thank you. And I agree. I think for me, friendship is you feel that you can say anything to.
Yeah.
The stuff you're ashamed, embarrassed, anything. And ever since I've known you, and I would say in particular in like the last 5-10 years, we've had more time where we go for our walks, where because you're an unbelievable listener. Deep down, I know you're rooting for me,
yeah.
And you know I'm rooting for you.
Yeah.
And your apartment that you let me know.
Ah, the roommate that keeps on giving you, Hugh Jackman.
I love you, man.
Yeah, I love you too, buddy.
Honestly, I kept waiting for them to turn it into a joke because Ryan Reynolds is always, you know.
It almost sounds like it is a joke, but it's real genuine, you know?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That was so heartfelt at one point. I'm like, aww.
They do love each other.
All right. I love their love.
July 26th, Deadpool Wolverine. Yeah, get ready for that.
Trending now.
Speaking of bromances, so that one might be maybe this day and age is bromance, but if you remember back in the day, this one's been going on for many years. George Clooney, Brad Pitt.
Oh, wow.
The ultimate bromance. They've done, the Ocean's movies together. They've done countless movies together. Yeah. And they've been friends for many, many years. Well, a new trailer dropped yesterday for their new movie, Together.
It's called Together.
Well, no. They just star in it together.
Oh, okay.
I actually don't care for the title of the movie. It's called Wolves.
Wolves.
With an F.
Okay, wow.
Instead of wolves, the plural of what? It's called Wolves.
Wolves.
And they say it hits theaters in September. So I'm kind of looking here. What is the, what's the premise for this?
Yeah. Well,
this is a Sony movie, by the way. So they're not exactly team players in this first trailer for the new comedic thriller. And so, it stars George Clooney, Brad Pitt, and quite a few other, really cool A-listers. But they say George Clooney is a professional fixer. He's hired to cover up a crime.
Wow.
And so he's surprised and dismayed when a second fixer, Brad Pitt, unexpectedly shows up. Then they both realize the assumed deceased is actually alive. And they're the two lone wolves that have to work together in what turns into a long night. Kind of gives me Hangover vibes, tiny bit.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
Yeah, so this is pretty cool. Once again, George Clooney, Brad Pitt teaming up, and I'm actually really excited about this.
Not mad. I mean, there's some, like you said, bromance, old school style, you know?
Yep.
What?
Trending now.
Okay, so someone tweeted that Tyler Perry, and this happens from time to time, by the way, should revamp Alfonso Ribeiro's career. Remember when it happened to the guy from Cosby Show?
Yes.
That he played Denise's husband or whatever. Yeah. Well, Alfonso wasn't about it. He wasn't feeling it. Which, by the way, do you think that Alfonso Ribeiro has ever truly gone away?
No,
hasn't he hosted so many things over the years?
I think he's been like the ultimate host. He's on America's Favorite Videos, right?
Yeah.
America's Funniest Videos. So, I mean, I'm just sort of like, he's really never kind of been out of the limelight.
He's one of the most beloved characters from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, our Carlton. But yeah, he said pretty much, I don't need or ever, this is what he replied to that tweet. I don't need or ever want that man to do anything for me.
Oh, damn.
Whoa.
Okay.
And
okay.
So a lot of people were like, wow, that was quite the harsh response.
Yeah, reply. Totally.
And they say Alfonso has actually worked with Tyler before. Between 2009 and 2010, Alfonso directed 12 episodes of Tyler's show, Meet the Browns. So some people are saying, did they have a falling out back in the day? But his response was very telling. And of course, now I'm sure the internet's going to do some digging and be like, ooh, what went wrong with his name?
They want to find out what the beef is. And right now, who knows? But yeah, that's kind of harsh.
Yeah, it really was very strange.
Wow. All right. Well, I guess they won't be working together.
Nope, not anytime soon.
Now. You know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa.
3-4-3-2's me. The 432's alarm clock. Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93. The 432's morning show. Leo and Rebecca
in the morning.
Only on B93. You're listening to 93. Time to give a shout out. Leo and Rebecca with the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip hop. B93.
Yeah. Holla at somebody. Who's having a big old birthday Thursday, May 30th? Wow, May is just about gone.
May is like, see ya. May's pretty much throwing the deuces to all of us, isn't it?
It is.
Wow. All right, celebrity-wise, who's celebrating?
Let's see here. Jared Gilmore is 24. Henry on Once Upon a Time.
Oh, nice.
Just saying. Remy Ma, 44 years old. Happy, happy birthday. Idina Menzel.
Oh, Idina Menzel used to be married to Taye Diggs.
Yes.
And also Frozen.
Frozen, yes. And also Adele Dazeem.
Yes.
According to, that's the one that John Travolta messed up.
Yeah, he butchered her name.
Oh, my gosh. Winona Judd, 60 years old.
Barely?
She just saw her on, what, Idol? Singing with...
Oh, do you, no, American The Voice. The Voice with Reba.
Oh, my bad, yes.
Yes.
There you go. Dun, dun, dun.
They're like, I mean, you would expect that they're super close.
Oh, of course.
Been in the biz.
Not mad.
Same amount of time.
Also having a big old birthday today. So if it's your birthday, hey, happy birthday.
Big birthday shouts to you.
All right, spin the morning game wheel. See what it lands on.
All right, let's go. The wheel is spinning on this baby Friday. And it's landing on, the... percentage game.
Like that. The percentage game, your chance at some Domino's pizza. Love our friends at Domino's. And, hey, why not? Two passes to Synergy.
That's what's
up. Synergy. All right, you want to play, you want to win, all you got to do is be caller 9-563.
Double 93.
And it's up. Good morning, 735 here in the
3. Lee 3.
Oh, yeah. All right, so your summer programming has started on TV. How do you know? Well, whenever you see America's Got Talent, you know it's summer.
Oh, yeah, you see Simon, Howie, Sophia, and Heidi Klum's faces, and you're like, okay, summer AGT is here.
Yeah, what I love about this show are the moments, and they have a lot of them, where people don't sing until they finally open their mouths and sing, and people are like shocked.
Well, they're like, whoa!
That happened.
Is exactly the reaction.
That happened with Richard Goodall. He sang last night, and you'd be like, oh my gosh, you know, he gets on stage and looks just like a, you know, normal dude.
Yeah.
And then he opens his mouth and sings some Journey, and you're like, hang on, what's happening
Holy
here?
Moly.
What's really going on some Found Sound this morning?
City boy, born and raised in
gosh.
Okay, so this was Tuesday night's episode of America's Got Talent.
Yes.
The man's name is, where I just saw it right here. His name is...
Richard, no?
Richard, yeah, you said Richard Goodall. He is a janitor. He's been a janitor for 23 years. I'm telling you right now, it got, because I saw this on TikTok, it got so emotional. Yeah. Heidi Klum gave him her golden buzzer. And he's 55, by the way, Richard is. He says, golden buzzer winners are an elite group of people. I never in a million years expected to be in that class. And I still can't believe Heidi did that. He got crazy emotional. I want to cry right now just thinking about it. But he went on to say, I was that kid up in my bedroom with the Radio Shack stereo. A lot of people these days don't even know what that is. He said, my favorite thing was just to sit up and listen to my music and just belt it out. He says, now I'm a janitor. Mind you, he had never been on a plane before when he took off to California to appear here on America's Got Talent. Yeah, so he just... Yeah, he's like, I've taken bus trips here, there, everywhere. He said, but I'd never been on a plane before, so I was nervous to do that. I was nervous to be here. He tried out back in 2009, didn't make it past the first round. And so he's like, you know, I decided to give it a shot one more time. I'm 55 years old. It's
what?
All good.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it was crazy.
Owned it right there. And, I mean, you could get real close to Steve Perry. That's the closest I think I've heard anybody get close to Steve Perry.
Oh, my gosh. You're not even kidding. That's like the ultimate karaoke song, first of all.
Yeah, that's like, come on, let's be real. That's like one of the best songs ever written.
Seriously. Wow. And no one can argue that. And the crowd, you know, when you find this clip online, they were on their feet. Not one person was sitting.
Definitely.
Oh, it was amazing.
Definitely. I feel good this morning. I'm telling you.
What?
Wow.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Going on 23. This is Leo and Rebecca in the morning. Rolling with the crew. B93. More. Leo and Rebecca in the morning is just minutes away. B93. Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Theater?
Hard.
Because I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
We got Brianna on the line. Brianna, tell us what's going on with this guy, this vato that's pretty much ghosting you.
What's up, girl?
Yeah, he's pretty much ghosting me. Thanks for having me. It's never happened to me before. I mean, I have never been ghosted.
And you're like, nope. And why is it happening now?
Exactly. But sometimes...
Yeah, nothing's changed. I'm just getting better with age, so I don't know what it could be.
Okay.
Okay.
Couple of snaps for that one.
Heck yeah.
You know, but sometimes we've discovered with these second chance dates that it's just a misunderstanding between the two parties. So maybe he actually didn't mean to ghost you.
Yeah, I hope so. He was cute.
Aw, so what else happened on the date? Tell us about it.
Okay, so it was a super cute date. We went to a play at a community theater and then had pizza afterwards and loads of conversation. It seemed amazing.
Aw, you did tell us that you went to his little hometown and that's where he puts plays on. And that's where you all went to go see his play.
Yeah, that's perfect. Community theater. But like on a first date, that's kind of surprising.
I know. It was his idea. I was a little skeptical at first, but it ended up being really fun and a kind of cool little conversation starter. We saw Grease, which I'd never seen before, so it was fun. Then went and had a little pizza and lots to talk about. Cool first date.
Yeah.
Right?
So did anything go wrong?
I can't think of a thing. Trust me, I've been racking my brain. Honestly, it seems like not a misstep the whole night. I can't even imagine.
Right.
Dang it.
And that's the thing. That's where we're like, dang it, dang
yeah,
it.
Yeah, this is where we want to contact him and be like, shake him and be like, what's wrong with you? What happened?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
What is wrong with him?
Well, let's see. We can call him, shake him up a little and see what's going on. We're going to do that next. So don't go nowhere, okay?
Okay.
Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Hello?
Is this Emmanuel?
Yes, this is.
Hey, this is Leon Rebecca. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. You didn't win anything, and we're calling you to ask you about a date that you went on recently.
Yes. Do you remember Brianna?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Didn't sound very excited about that.
Yeah. you know, she didn't pass the test.
Wow.
Oh.
Just straight to it, huh?
Yeah. Okay. What, I gotta know, what test is that?
Yeah, because you took her to your hometown where you do plays and stuff. Explain.
Well, I brought her to see a play at our local theater, and when it was over, I asked her what she thought of everything, you know, the acting, the direction, the costumes. Yeah.
And?
Okay.
Then I asked her what she thought about the sets. She said that they could have been better and that they looked a little amateur.
So you asked for her opinion. She gave it to you. What's the big deal?
Yeah, so I created the sets.
Oh, that explains the first date community theater. Okay, so you wanted her honest feedback, but now you're mad because she actually gave it to you.
Yeah, look, I just wanted her to like and respect what I do for a living, you know? And it was clear that she doesn't.
Wow.
Well, you know, that's, yeah.
She's on the line. Can you talk to her for a minute? And honestly, did she even know what you did for a living? Anyway, just talk to Brianna.
I guess, okay.
No, I'm here. Oh. Hi, Manuel. Hey, I didn't know you made the sets. I wouldn't have been so mean.
I can't see.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, hey.
Can you hear her? She says that she...
She had no idea that you actually made the sets, Emmanuel.
Well, that was the actual point, you know? I just wanted someone to be honest and... I just want someone who genuinely likes what I do, you know, and just doesn't say it to be nice.
Well, just because I respect and like what you do, just because I didn't, like, love that set doesn't mean I don't respect you. It just could have been done a little better.
What do you mean?
Oh, God. I mean, the furniture didn't match. You know, the outdoors didn't look like outside at all. And, like, the doors kept getting stuck when the actors tried to go through them. And it was pretty basic stuff.
Well, I'm pretty much doing all of it myself with a really limited budget.
I know, and for you wanted honest, and I was just giving you honest. It didn't mean I didn't like you.
Okay, well, look, I don't think we'd be a good match, all right?
What, so your match is someone who likes sets that don't look as good as they should be?
Wow.
No, okay. I want someone who likes the hard work I put into things.
Okay, well, I'm just giving you advice, and that would be... Step it up a little bit, fix some of the things I mentioned, and then you probably will have no problem finding someone who likes your work, because it'll be great.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm not seeing any kind of connection.
Wow.
Or. And here's the thing. We have many, many theater friends
that
are just like to have fun and do their thing, and they create sets and they do costumes and things.
Yeah.
So I just don't even think it's that big a deal. I mean, this isn't Hollywood, obviously.
Yeah.
You take it very seriously, and there's nothing wrong with that, Emmanuel, but... Wow, you're coming down super hard on her.
Look, I just want someone who respects me and my work, you know?
It's his job, and she kind of poo-pooed it. I mean,
I don't think she did, but okay.
I mean, you know?
She's entitled to her opinion. We all are.
Well, you know. Yeah. Then, you know what? You go to Broadway and find yourself a better show.
Yeah, seriously. Maybe that's your thing, Emmanuel. Best of luck to you.
I mean, the singing and dancing in the show was great.
Right.
So,
okay. You know what? Honestly, it just comes down to you hurt his feelings.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
That's it. Okay, just a bummer. All right, move on.
Good luck, you two.
There'll be another show for both of you. Go break a leg. Love y'all.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Cast us next time.
Bye. Wow.
Three.